Well, it's the Christmas season, and everybody knows during this time of year, you gotta watch a Christmas movie.
Bah humbug.
How dare you?
Many Christmas movies.
Oh, wait, no, wait. Unless A Christmas Carol is your favorite movie. Is that what you're...
I mean, yeah, more or less. Muppet's okay. Christmas Carol. Okay, I'll learn how to talk here for a second. Muppet Christmas Carol is goated.
This is where the conversation was going, because Muppet's Christmas Carol is one of the best renditions of that story. All of them are pretty good, but for some reason, the Muppet's Christmas Carol just hits, man. There's bittersweetness to it. It's done in such a good way.
And it's got Michael Caine.
Yeah, it does have Michael Caine, which somebody said online that he, even though he's playing with Muppets in that movie, he treats it as serious as a car crash. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn right he does.
Yeah, amazing.
That's how that man brings every acting role into character. It's a serious game for him. But I was going to say, I watched a movie, I think it was last year or the year before. Have you guys seen Klaus?
I have not.
So spelled Klaus.
Is it on Netflix?
It was a Netflix movie. Yeah.
I think I saw it.
It is a fantastic film.
Isn't it?
It's animated. Jason Schwartzman plays a new mailman that's coming to this like seaside town. It's all dingy and grungy and stuff like that. And everybody kind of hates each other. They're all Scrooges kind of thing. And he comes there to be the new mailman and try to, you know, he realizes he's got to bring some life into it. So Jason Schwartzman's character, he comes to town. He makes friends with the local toy shop maker, who's kind of down on his luck and stuff like that, is kind of out of it, you know, the Clear Santa character. But it's such a fantastic movie. The music and animation are phenomenal. The comedy, it's like really, really funny. It's not like bad humor, you know what I mean? It's like very like relatable funny stuff. So if you're looking for a new Christmas movie, one to add to the list of Christmas movies to watch, go watch Klaus on Netflix.
I feel like I either watched it and forgot. Has it been out a while, or is it brand new?
It came out in 2019. So
okay. Might have watched it, or maybe I saw it and was like, I want to watch that. So
yeah, if you watched it, you would remember that it's got a 95% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't tell me what I would or wouldn't do. Remember,
I will. And you're gonna have to take it. Anyway, guys, got any new Christmas movies, classic Christmas movies? How you guys feel on the Christmas movie thing?
Well, you got to hit you with the Home Alone. I mean, come on.
Oh yeah.
Other than Muppet Christmas Carol, that's like the Grimpy yes. Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I enjoy me some, like, you know, trash rom-com Christmas movies. So,
yes. Did you watch the new Lindsay Lohan one from this year?
No.
Was it the one?
Lindsay Lohan's been coming out with, like, the Hallmark movie holiday movies, and she's just killing it, man.
Falling for Christmas?
Yes. Yeah, she's come out with a couple in the past couple of years. She, like, made her resurgence doing these, like, Christmas movies. And just find them. They're all on Netflix, and they're all great.
And that's I stop. No Netflix for me.
I Google it.
Are you anti-Netflix, or you do not have
Netflix? I don't have Netflix, and they crack down on password sharing, so.
Yep. Well, they're all on Netflix, and they're good.
Well,
you're missing out.
Luckily, with our sponsor today, VP NordVPN,
you can do whatever the hell you want, Tim.
Whatever you want. You could be at my house. So I Googled it really quick just to get the name of it, because I'll probably watch it. But there's a little blurb to the side from Yahoo says, I watched three of Lindsay Lohan Netflix movies. Two are incredible, and one, yikes.
And what was the one this year that everyone was talking about? It was like about the snowman one. It was like something frosty or something, and it was like about bringing the snowman to life. And basically, it's this woman falling in love with a snowman, and it's a played straight.
Oh yeah, I heard about that
hot
one.
Frosty.
I want to see Hot Frosty. I haven't seen it yet, but wow. It looks great. I think I saw. I saw. What's his name? The Screen Rant guy. Pitch Meeting. I saw the Pitch Meeting.
That's
that
the
one
I saw, too. Oh, my God. So this, the snowman was just out there with an anatomically accurate penis? Yes.
Wait, do you not put anatomically accurate penises on your snowman?
I have since birth.
We got to make it look good. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, Hot Frosty sounds like a sex tape.
Yeah. I mean, the way they have the actor and actress on the cover of this definitely looks like it might be.
Oh, definitely.
This dude has a jean jacket with the sleeves cut off, and biceps are pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Netflix for a couple of years now has been really nailing the like Hallmark holiday movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all great. They all have that just classic, awesome feel.
So I finally remembered the one that I watched last year, which I really liked. And it's like, when I say really liked, like, you know, Christmas movies, they're only so good, except for the classics. Yeah. I really liked this one. It's called Dashing Through the Snow. It is the one with Ludacris in it. Oh, man. That one was good. I was in tears with laughter.
Man, that's Ludacris.
I mean, that's just ludicrous. It's fucking funny.
Oh, another one. Jingle All the Way.
Oh, with Arnold.
All the Way. Yes. I'm trying to get Rebecca to watch
Sinbad
that with you with the kids.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
It's a great combo. It's
Turbo
unbelievably
Man.
Good. Unbelievably good.
Figure.
This is a sick world with sick people. If you haven't watched it, watch it. You'll thank me later.
Oh, my God.
See, the one movie I've seen... try to at least every Christmas is watching The Hogfather, which is by Terry Pratchett. So it is kind of like the humor. The whole basis is that Santa has disappeared, so Death basically takes over to continue his reign, and it's just his awkwardness coming through.
This is from
the Discworld series. So how Death is this dry personification that he exists technically, but Santa. Or the Hogfather is gone. Like, it's just... So he is basically taking the mantle because there has to be one to continue, like, every Christmas. It's basically, you know, Santa and stuff.
It's just like
the shenanigans that he gets into and stuff like that and dealing with what's been going on and the Wizard Academy. There's just this whole magical nonsense constantly. It's hectic.
But this looks good. This is also very Terry Pratchett and very you.
Oh yeah, no, it's actually a pretty solid movie.
Yeah,
it's spawned the one scene that you probably have seen. It's like, oh, you can't give her a sword. They're not safe. He goes, well, they're not meant to be safe. The less she hurts herself, it'll be an important lesson. Like,
right. Yeah, that's right. I didn't know this where they came from.
That's what it is.
Definitely have to check that one out. Yeah.
Yeah, big go-to is Bad Santa.
Oh, God.
Oh, I remember watching that on, like, Comedy Central, like, because that would show, you know, during, like, Christmas season. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That's, like, one of my all-time favorites. Like, in my top five of Christmas movies. There was one that came out with, recently, that was another, like, dark comedy Santa movie. It's with David Harbour.
Oh, shit, yes. I can't believe I forgot about that.
What was that one called? I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to.
It's a
Violent Night.
Yeah. Violent Night, yeah. I really want to see that.
That was a solid film. That was fantastic, actually.
Yeah, I've heard some good things.
Yeah, that was a badass film. Yeah, they definitely got... Whoever they got to do the fight choreography for that, they should make all of them. It was great.
So, I know you said The Muppet Christmas Carol. Like, I've seen it, and it's fine with me, but... Honestly, the one Christmas Carol that I will say that is pretty solid is the George C. Scott one from, it's like 84. But that one is a pretty damn good Christmas Carol movie. Like, it's at least one of the top ones, I think.
But they all pale in comparison to Scrooged.
Oh, with the Bill Murray one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's my favorite Christmas Carol by far.
I mean... You put Bill Murray in, of course. Like, gonna contend with that?
Oh man, he and Mark. Yeah, he and what's his name, Adam Driver are coming out. A movie is about to come out with them where it's like a zombie movie, and they're like cops in a small town. I'm like, yes, Bill Murray, Adam Driver as cops fighting zombies.
I'll watch it.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yep.
Yeah, these are all good picks.
They are, like, seriously though, like, not to continue too much onto it, but yeah, the George C. Scott one, like, if you ever want to see, like, Victorian England and seeing how dismal it is, that is a perfect representation. Like, you're like, wow, it would suck to live here. Well, yes, it would, unless you were rich.
Yep.
I was listening to I watched a video the other day on the time that, like, during the Industrial Revolution, where the smog in London got so bad it, like, poisoned the whole city, and, like,
it was bad,
like, everybody.
It was so bad, like,
for, like, mm-hmm, a week.
Because you got, like, Tiny Tim in the movie, and, like, you know, some representation, you're like, oh, he's on the crutches and stuff, and the one in this movie, you're like, oh, damn, I think that kid's actually going to die. Like,
I think they hired an actual dyed kid.
Yeah. We found this kid that was just sleeping on the snow. Yep, you're in.
You're in. You're perfect.
How many hours you got? 20? We'll give you 20 shekels.
There you go, kid. Merry Christmas. Well, speaking of a lot of people dying, I'm not often worried about you guys and your characters.
We know.
Today might be different.
On a scale of 1 to the batshit crazy shit that happened in the quarry, how close are we?
The batshit crazy stuff that happened in the quarry, that was pretty dangerous. But that was like a big commotion. There was a lot of things happening.
We also had a jungle we could run into.
Yeah, it's the situation. I mean, the hallway you're in is extremely small, and this giant coming up behind you all, I was like looking at the stat block, and I was like, wow, oh man, can't wait to use this thing. And now you guys are in the situation, I was like, oh, this might be bad. This might actually be really bad.
Bring it on.
So let's get into the encounter here. So I roll this creature's initiative. It is going at the top of the initiative order.
Of course. Shocking.
Here's why. It rolled Intimidate, because it said it smelled weaklings. The only person that's within range of Demoralize, however, because that's be within 30 feet, is Elkwood.
I'm the only one who's allowed to do
this, Jake. You don't need to. With Intimidate, you just have to be aware of it. I did check it out. It said, Demoralize says, with a sudden shout, a well-timed taunt, or a cutting put-down, you can shake an enemy's resolve. Choose a creature within 30 feet of you who you are aware of. So he knows you're in here.
But is he... It sounds like a target, though. Like he has to target me.
Choose a creature you're aware of.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm surrounded by corpses here that are bigger than me.
Yeah, I got you there. Target doesn't need to understand the language you're speaking, or you're not speaking the language, taking that -4 penalty, regardless of the result. It does say choose a creature, so I guess he would have to be, like, see you and, like, choose you. Which is fine, because he'll walk out. So I'm going to, reveal the creature. And as he walks out here, he's within range of you. He will use his Intimidate. His Intimidate was
57.
42, actually.
That is most likely. Oh, let me get my character sheet up, because my will save is my worst one anyway.
Oh man, he came up from the south.
Yeah, he came up behind. So my will save is a +17, so it's a 27. So
that's it. It's a crit then. Yep. So you're frightened too. He is then going to do something where he is going to take the chains around his fists and start swinging them.
He's got 10 feet of clearance. Bullshit.
And then he's going to reach out and try to strike you with it.
Yeah, Elfwood. Of course he does.
As a 43 to hit.
Oh, that's a crit.
Okay. So, damage first off. 34 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a fortitude save.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, 40.
40. That is a success.
Yep. Well, that's a...
you are fine.
Crit success, I guess.
It is. But, you know, crit success doesn't okay, give you anything yeah, more.
I'm just saying because I so. Have a juggernaut.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yep. So that is his turn. It is now your turn.
Oh, boy. Okay. So...
I'll say this, as he comes around the corner, his figure appears to be blurred in some fashion.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Let's why add not? More shit to it. So, first thing is, if I remember last time, he pulled out a potion. He's going to chug the potion real fast with one action. Like, he's like, oh crap, 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 crap. Like, he's freaked out. So... I got an Elixir of Life Lesser, which is 3d6 plus 6. Oh, wow, that was garbage. 4, 3, and 1. Well, 8 plus 6.
That's a manipulate action, isn't it?
Drink a potion?
Yeah, it is.
Alright. Reactive strike.
God. Wonderful. Do I get any bonus from being behind corpses? All right.
How's Elk looking?
below half.
There's a 44 to hit.
Well, that's a fucking crit, so the potion's gone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. That is 70 points of damage.
70, you said? Nah, yep. I'm down.
Shit.
I am unconscious.
Yeah.
I was gonna drop dead you on that one.
Shit.
Well, dying too. Because that was a crit.
Alright, with Elkwood going down, going to top of the initiative in front of this creature, it then goes to... next is Benson in the initiative.
Okay, things just went from 0 to 100 real fucking quick.
Yeah, it did.
Benson is going to look over and see Grimshaw, and just kind of with his eyes being like, this is your fight now. And his figure blurs as he dimension doors.
Oh!
Oh!
Right there. Right in front of the new groomer.
Right in front of the giant, okay. Alright.
And Benson's gonna take some swings once I get my dice here.
Okay.
Like, you hurt my bud, you hurt my main man.
Mm-hmm.
35?
35, that's a hit.
Okay.
Oh, thank God, that hit.
Okay. Oh, absolute shit damage, though. Fuck me. 11 points of damage.
Right.
Final swing.
Now, is it two actions for dimension door?
Roll for concealment.
Oh, what is that?
It's a DC 5.
DC 5.
Yep.
And it should be two actions to cast Dimension Door.
Yeah. Okay, great. I rolled a natural 20 on the fucking concealer.
Right. At least you hit him.
You hit him.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
That's why you gotta roll it first.
Yeah. Okay. Before I forget, Elkwood, I need you to make a fortitude save with that last hit.
Ugh.
Sure. 35.
35, success.
Technically, if we want to be consistent, you should give his attack roll to hit the blur and the 20 for the crit, because that's how we're supposed to do things.
True.
You know what? I'm going to give you this grace, because
Let's go.
Because this fight John's is gonna turning.
Die next round.
I will be dead. I will be rolling a new character.
Right, you're getting a crit card, buddy.
Yep.
Okay. This is. God, such a John crit, but I think it's good for
normal
us.
Normal damage.
It's okay. It's actually a really good one. So we'll
keep the 11 damage, and then we'll just do the...
You flay him, but he is now enfeebled 3 until healed, which is really good for us.
That's actually huge.
Minus 3 to hit and damage for this guy. That's the best normal damage one that you could get right
which
now.
Which means I might survive 2 more rounds.
So,
I'll, 3. Okay.
I'll right. take that. That was solid.
That was good. Okay, then. After that, it comes to the stone giant's turn. So this stone giant is feeling okay. I'm not going to say he's in the green or anything like that. But he is... he sees his friend separating, so I think... Gezer, you have been taking a bunch of hits, and he knows that you're the caster. So he's going to keep going after you here.
Yeah, I'm a little hurt.
Yep. So he is going to great club you.
He's going to take you to a great club.
Going to take you to a great club.
Well, that's nice.
25 hits.
Yes.
Second swing.
Bring it on.
This
bring
it on. 30 to hit.
All right, that hits.
All right. 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
Liberated stir.
So what is that? 9 damage?
9 damage, and you get a free step.
Fuck yeah. Let's go. All right, he's going to
step. That free step always helps you in the club.
He'll step.
Free steps in the club.
He's going to step diagonally away from the giant.
That's a good idea, because then he's going to use his last swing on Grimshaw. Be like, stop doing that!
Good luck with that, fatty.
Stop it! 23, so...
Miss.
Swing and a miss. Okay. Kezra de Rajan.
I really wish I could do more for Elk. I really need him. I can only help him while he's up, unfortunately.
I can only help him while he's alive.
I'm gonna have to rely on one of you guys.
He's breathing.
So Kezra is hurting, so he's going to spend his first action to direct Lil Kezra to use Restorative Familiar. So Kezra, all right. Lil Kezra will slide up out of his pants, and I will get 1d8 times half your level. So that is 5d8. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid.
Wait, is
yeah.
it 1d8 times, or you get a number of d8s equal to half your level?
Yeah, so whatever yeah, I said.
No, I no, no, no. No. Is it you roll once, you times it by 5, or you roll 5d8? That's what I'm trying to clarify.
But it should be 1d8 per half.
Hit points equal to 1d8 times half your level. Okay, so it's 1d8 times 5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you could.
Sucks.
You could restore 5 or 40.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sucks ass. Alright. Well, let's hope it's good. I got a 5.
Hey!
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's above average. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
What, 25?
So, 25, yeah.
Not what I was hoping for, but better than nothing. Mm-hmm. 25. And. I need to hit these guys, so I'm going to unleash a 5th level Blazing Bolt, one on each guy. This will be 10d6 fire against reflex saves for this attack roll.
Okay. So do the giant first. Or the stone giant first.
Stone giant first. This has 60-foot range, so I'm totally fine.
Yep.
Natural 2 on the stone giant, so that's going to be 22. Gets reflexive.
It's a miss. Against the other one, roll against concealment first.
Yep.
Right.
4.
Oh my gosh.
Look.
Alright.
Alright.
Piss in my ass.
Piss in your ass. Alright.
Medical condition there, yep. But yeah.
It's okay, Kelly. When Benson is dead, you'll know that it was your fault.
A lot of pressure on me.
There's way more on my chest, believe me.
Okay, Grimshaw.
Alright, Grimshaw is regretfully... well, actually, let me count it up. 5, 10, 15, 20... And then, yeah, I think I have to use... I have to use two move actions because of the difficult terrain of these dead bodies to get to Elk, which is unfortunate. I was really thought I could finesse it, but I can't.
You're trying to wiggle your way through the corpses.
Yeah. My last action is going to be a lay on hand. So you are, what are those things?
Clear.
Defibrillator.
Defibrillator. I defib Elkwood, and you have 36 hit points now.
Oh, beautiful. That will last me until I get crit again. So.
Until I get hit next.
But I appreciate it. All right, I'm wounded one.
All right.
Gesser, you need to step it up.
As he walks away, as he sees you totally whiff.
It's all right. You left me here with this giant...
He's a top got one round left, so...
Yeah.
All right. Elkwood, it is your turn, because you had to move before the other giant.
He doesn't have a lot of HP here. He wants to get away from this guy at the bottom because he's just targeting him. He's going to... Oh, he's lying. So first has to kip up, so that isn't an action at least.
Yep. He already used his reactive strike, so there's no AOOs coming from him.
I mean, like... It,
for reaction.
I can stand free action.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here and start sending arrows, man.
Yeah, so he's going to pick up the star knife that he had on him, because he doesn't want that to fall.
Okay.
So that's one action. He's going to take an action to move here to get away.
Okay.
That giant up there is looking pretty good, unfortunately. Still, like, the giant up there is looking good, right?
I'll say mechanically, I'll use the terminology bloodied.
Get the two big AC boys down dealing with the big beef patty, take care of the little guy up top, and then come down and hope we're still alive.
Yeah, pretty much. All he's going to do is... he doesn't, as much as I want to hunt prey just for benefit, he's going to just chuck the eclipse at this thing.
All right.
Like, he's desperate, he's freaked out.
If you crit him, you can blind him.
Well, with a natural 19, that's a chance.
Oh, shit.
So that's a...
Give me a...
Well, no, sorry. That's a 19 plus 21, so... That's a 40 to hit.
It's a 40 to hit? 19 plus...
Yes. 19 plus 21.
Yeah, it's 40.
So, not a crit, unfortunately.
Well, okay.
Damage is damage.
Yeah, 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And as a free action, he's going to whistle.
Okay.
He's going to let out a whistle, which was basically... sign, because he's not thinking clearly.
Okay.
And again, Vemir has no... be absolutely trashed in here. Like, he can't move.
Yeah.
But you send him to go.
Well, right, the giants got in here somehow.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that Vemir doesn't have the move economy at all in this place. Yeah. He can only move 5 feet.
Yeah,
like in action.
Where do you want Vemir to end up? Because I'll say with his flight and stuff like that, he can get somewhere in two rounds.
I mean, honestly, like that, he's going to be around the quarry, but he's going to be out of eyesight.
Okay,
he's just kind of nearby, and honestly, with the connection that he has, if anything drastic happens, he sent his command.
Okay,
so
all right. Next, it comes to this giant's turn. He saw Kezra casting a spell. So he's going to do something where he starts spinning the chain. and this shadowy energy seems to extend the length of the chain.
What?
And he is going to strike it out at Kezra.
That's so far, Jake.
That's 40 feet.
Yep, that's definitely within the range of this ability.
Love
it.
So it's going to be a spike chain against you, Kezra. Cool. Oh, not a heal. So this is going to be 30 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. So damage as usual. 29 points of slashing damage. And then make me a will save.
A will save on a chain strike?
I wonder if this giant's a priest of Zonkuthon.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. He might be an umbral giant.
Yeah.
Umbral giant. Ooh.
Is this a magical effect?
It's not a spell.
Is it a magical effect? That's all I need. Doesn't need to be a spell.
Jank is a magical.
I would say,
is it magic,
I would say,
or is he screaming at me?
Yeah. I would say it's magic in that case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I get a plus one for orc superstition.
He's about reaction.
I don't believe this.
Get the fuck out of here with it. another four. Hold on. Ugh. I have a hero point. I'm using it.
All right.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be fine. 37.
37. That is a success. So this shadow sort of surrounded you, and you managed to just shake it off.
Ooh.
But I will also need a fortitude save.
Come on, Kezra's a beefcake.
Fuck yeah. 38. Rolled a 17 and an 18 on those last two rolls.
Wow.
Very nice.
Succeed on both of those, so you are fine. In which case, he is going to...
He's got
Benson right... Oh, yeah, he's like... Oh, sorry.
I did just crit him. I flayed one of his fingers open.
Yeah. so he'll do another chain strike on you then.
Just making sure, when you won after Kezra, that was, what, -3 of that, right?
That's already calculated in here, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right.
You can see the icon on him. He's got the concealment and the little hand is enfeebled, so that's already...
I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at me.
I got you. Spike chain on you, Benson.
Bring it.
Miss. Terrible roll. So he's flailing this chain all around. But you managed to step out of the side. Okay. It is your turn, Benson.
Oh, I wonder what I'm going to do. Actually, I'm going to attempt to intimidate him.
All right.
Yes, Benson. Yes. You will not hit him with your third attack.
No. I am 21, so that is a... Tim, 14 to 21.
35, that is a success.
Yeah.
He's a little frightened by it, a little scared.
So this little man, Yoda.
Whoa, calm down.
Okay. Dude, easy.
you're not you and your...
Yeah, I'm just attempting to use Chains of the Damned to hurt you.
Just prank, bro.
Okay.
Another 35.
That hit? Yep.
Let's go. Come on.
We need every little bit we can get here.
Yeah.
Come on. 19 points of damage.
Okay.
That's great.
And last roll.
Well, you know, you only have 30 health. Wow.
I didn't say this. He's super skinny. Like,
so, really, how do we get out of every single bad situation, guys?
Just nat 20, right?
Just nat 20.
Hold on. You didn't do concealment for either of those strikes.
So what this means
by the rules is that he didn't take the 19 damage, but he got the nat 20.
God damn it.
Yes.
All right, you get your 98 hit points back.
Take 98 points back.
I'll take it back. Well, there you go. You just got hit with natural 20.
This is how you cheese your way to success.
All right.
Cheese your way to success. I mean, if you think about it, the odds are the same either way, Jake. You're not getting cheated.
Yeah. No, you're right.
1 in 20. All right, Kelly. Let's see quadruple damage, okay? Dom's due.
Please.
Okay, let me preface this. Before you start saying anything, Kelly, if the card starts out normal damage, you get another card and don't say anything.
I want you to read that card verbatim.
This is an audio medium. The audience cannot see.
Oh, all right, this no. one What's might be face? Good. This one might be good. I can't really tell. It's up to Jake. It'll be double damage, so you'll be good there. Armor Yay. Damage. The target's armor also takes the damage, applying hardness normally.
Oh wow!
So if his armor's okay. not all that great, Benson could break his armor, which would have lower the AC bonus.
Don't know if it's gonna matter looking at his armor, but go ahead.
So double damage. Okay. So the armor and he will take all of it.
25 points of damage.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. It should be double.
Oh yeah, it should.
That's still plus 6, 17. 34.
Alright.
Okay, alright.
Nice.
All right. I had the wrong thing. My bad. My brain don't work so good at late.
Okay. And then the armor takes half.
Armor takes the full damage, but it still gets its hardness.
So how do I describe this? He's got it's a breastplate for one.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's magical, and it appears to be harder than normal. I don't know how to say this without the
What sword are you using, John? Is it adamantine?
It is adamantine.
Oh,
that means it ignores hardness.
Okay.
Oh shit! So it takes the full 34.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how much HP it has. Okay.
Oh, it depends on the material.
Yes, the material. Do you want me to look up
Goodness
material?
Gracious. Yeah, I guess so. Shit. Sometimes we cut things out, and sometimes I'm just like, oh, God, all right. Let's talk it out.
Yeah.
All right, what type of material is it?
So it's a mixture of steel, leather, and bone.
So steel is probably the hardest.
Steel is going to be whatever, that would be like the hardest one.
Yeah. So it would be hardness of 20 with a breaking point of 10.
Oh, God.
No, you mean HP of 20 with a breaking
hardness
point of 10?
Hardness of 5,
which
HP
gets
of 20,
ignored.
Sorry.
So the armor is destroyed.
It's broken.
It's broken.
Destroyed.
No, destroyed.
Destroys the armor.
So not AC, zero AC bonus from the breastplate.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Damn.
God, I am cool.
So you cut directly through the bones that are holding it together, and it just goes ka-chunk all around him.
Sick.
Hey, Grinch looks over
this guy up. Right.
Yeah, guys, I got this one.
Right. He's literally standing there butt naked.
Then Grinch looks over and says, "Oh no. He's hot."
Just sculpted.
He literally does look like a rock star.
He really does.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to figure out how to adjust that in the actual AC, because I like unequipped it, but I don't know if that's actually. Let me see here.
This is incredible.
Oh, okay. I've got it here. I've got the AC bonus, so I just take the AC bonus off.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Fucking crazy.
Okay.
I mean, that potentially, that shaved off like 5 AC. Potentially.
Okay.
That's wild.
Alrighty then. Is that the. No, that was your first attack, right?
Oh, yeah, that was my second.
No, it was your first.
It
was the first.
Okay, because we had to.
I will roll for concealment.
Concealment.
First.
Yes, roll for concealment. First.
There we go. 11.
Actually, just roll for the attacks because you roll natural 20 on your second roll.
Not a natural 20. It was a 9 on the die, so that is most likely a miss.
Okay. I mean, you don't know.
Okay.
With his AC in the trash now,
it's 24.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Okay.
That's shocking.
You got to ask. Okay. After Benson's turn, it comes to the Stone Giant. Stone Giant is going to take a... I guess he's walking around the bonfire. I don't know if he can 5 foot step, though. I don't know if he can. I mean, it's only technically a square away for him, but... all right. He's getting within range of Kessler. Gonna do 2 great club strikes on you, Kess.
Right.
Natural 20.
Oh.
Well, that's not good.
It swings the other way.
That's not good. I'm not gonna survive this.
Oh, man.
Solid blow. Triple damage. So I'm definitely not gonna survive it. Kezra's dying too.
Okay.
I don't even think minimum. I have 52 hit points left, so.
That would be 63 with triple. Oh. So.
Double damage, I would have survived.
If you were within my aura, you would have survived.
Because it would have cut it off, yeah.
That's bogus.
Separating you guys from the champions. That's really bad. And then with you down, he's just outside of range of Elkwood. So I think he'll just kick a rock at you. Rock kick. Look at the map here. Miss. Alright. Kezra, you move to the before the Stone Giant. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Okay. This is what I'm thinking of doing with my turn. I am going to move to Kezra, and because we are such good allies, I know that Kezra has a moderate healing potion on him, so I'm gonna yank it out of his bag and dump it down his throat.
Wait, where were you?
I was right... yeah.
Okay, you are out of range. Let me make sure. You're out of range. Okay.
Stupid ass range.
So, Kezra, do you want me to roll the 3d8 plus 10, or did you want to roll it?
The 3d8 plus 10?
Yeah, for the moderate.
No, I'm not letting you roll. You're bad at it.
Jesus.
Oh. I'm gonna roll on my own just for kicks and giggles. It's not gonna count for anything, but I just want you to know how much HP you're not gonna get.
If Tim is silent, you know it was less.
It wasn't good.
It was 2, 2, and 2.
Oh my god.
So I got 24 hit points.
Wow. You rolled decent.
I did.
Man, you could have got 2, 2, and 2.
Sorry, Tim. I know I keep saying I'm going to be nice to you, but I just keep shoving the knife in.
I mean, that was warranted this time, so I have no defense. No defense.
All right.
Tim's face when he rolled was priceless, by the way.
Yeah, it was very funny. It was like he was just like, okay. All right.
That's my turn.
That's your turn. Elkwoods.
Okay. So he was gonna run over the Kelly or Kezra and do that, but now that he's up, he's going to hunt prey on the Stone Giant.
Okay.
And take a 2 action with the Eclipse. He's hoping for a crit.
So. You do your thing, man. You're our damage faucet.
Mm. Well, man, again, another 19 on the die. And this time it's a plus 23 to hit.
Wait.
So that's a 42.
That is a crit.
Yes,
beautiful.
Thank God.
Get him. Let's go.
Get him.
Beautiful. So that is crit damage, which isn't going to be as much as the art. Well, 50 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah. And he's blind.
And he's blind, which is the key. Dude, that's the key here. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. So
you just got a crit. That's how you get out of life or death situations.
There you go.
I mean, at this point, like he's no longer scared. Because, you know, all the fear went away, but he's freaked out at this point. Like, that hit brought him down again. That giant is blind, that is 2 actions, and that is it.
Okay.
I just gotta 1v1 this fucking boss for a little bit longer.
just keep rolling 20s, that's fine.
I will put blinded on him. And okay, after, and that was your turn, so it comes to the other giant. He's very, very mad at you. So he is going to
mad at who?
At Benson.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I was like, what about who?
Right. The one that flayed him and then destroyed his armor?
Yeah, that destroyed his fucking sweet armor.
Like a bitch.
my father gave me that armor.
He's going to intimidate you first.
Makes sense.
How dare you, weaklings? You're rude.
40 to intimidate you?
That probably works, but what is it again?
Whatever your will DC is, so will say plus 10.
Plus 10. What was it again?
40 total.
Yep. You got me.
Okay. All right. So you are frightened. Just regular success or was it crit success?
Regular.
Oh, regular. Okay. All right. And then he is going to use his spike chain twice on you.
Negative
so
one.
So your shield has
AC
this
bar.
There's a 44 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
At least you have those barbs.
Mm-hmm.
29 points of slashing damage.
Ouch. I'm going to raise my spike shield and lose two spikes.
Okay. And then I need you to make a fortitude save.
Okay. I'm pretty confident with that one.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Dude, Foundry does not like moving fast at all for me.
32? 32, success. You're
okay,
fine.
Yep. Good success, okay. By the way.
Yes. Second spike chain swing. 30 as a miss.
Miss.
Okay. So that is the end of his turn.
All right, if we can keep this up, we can probably be okay.
If we can kill this stone giant, then we can concentrate.
Yes.
Yeah, this dude.
Ironically, once we bunch up, we're stronger.
It turns out when we fight as one, we are strong.
Ape together strong.
Ape together strong. PCs together strong. After his turn, Benson, it's your turn.
Well, I'm going to do what I did the last turn. Can't intimidate him now, but I can swing.
Yep. Concealment, and then nat 20.
I got a 5 on concealment.
Ooh. Oh, wow, that's lucky. That's lucky.
Very much so.
Bad roll out of the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 32?
32, that's it.
Oh, really?
Because his armor's broken, man.
Because his armor's broken, yeah.
Doesn't feeble affect that, or no?
Wait, does it what?
What?
Did you get the concealment?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
I literally it was a 5 I rolled.
Yes.
Yeah.
15 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
Second roll.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's going to be a miss.
Okay. Are you sure? What's the total? Mm-hmm. Concealment?
I was a 7, so yeah.
Concealment. Now you're rolling your nat 20. So.
It's not another nat 20, but it is a 28.
Miss.
Yeah. And you know what? Concealment. Okay. I got another 5 for concealment.
Oh my gosh.
All right. And obviously for the next natural 20. No. Okay. It's a 7, so.
All right. After that, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra will stand up. He's, still not looking great, but he will do it again. He will roll another level 5 blazing bolt, one at each guy, against reflex saves.
Yep.
So the first one missed the concealment on the stone giant.
Okay.
The 2. A 7 on the big guy for the concealment.
Okay.
Sorry. It was a natural 2 on the first guy, so okay. I had the exact same roll, miss, and then I rolled a 7 on the concealment. Okay, so I miss. Okay. Same fucking roll. Come on,
dude. There's something about this spell that just does not work for you.
I rolled a 3, but I have another hero point.
On an attack roll, dude, I don't know.
10d6 fire damage, though.
It is 10d6.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm using it. I'm using my hero point. Care.
Dicks on the table. Let's go.
All right. That's going to fucking hit him. That will be... What's my fucking attack roll? All right. That will be 36.
36. That is a hit.
All right. Nice.
And that was against Reflex DC?
Against Reflex DC.
Nice.
All right. Not bad. To
theoretically be higher.
But... fire damage.
Whoa.
Nice.
That's all safe.
So several sixes in there. Several sixes, several fives. And then a bunch of twos. It's weird.
Okay. All right. Is that the end of your turn there?
Yeah, I had to stand up.
Oh, right. I had to stand up. Blind Giant. He is... what can he do? I think he has to search for you first.
Go north!
He has to roll perception.
Okay.
He's hiding in the fire.
If he rolls a one, he has to swan dive into the fire.
let me go ahead and roll his perception here. Okay. That is... Let's see. A 23 total. And that would be against your stealth DC. Is that right?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's not going to work.
What was this roll?
A 23 total.
Ooh, stealth DC is 24.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I thought you were going against Elk, so I was like super cocky there.
Because I took untrained improvisation, because I don't have any ranks in stealth. So.
Right.
So my stealth used to be like 4.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Now I have 14. That works. 24.
Just standing in the middle of the battlefield, like they're not gonna find me.
Raise up.
I bought these silencers off eBay.
Okay, so if he. So he's just perceiving to find a target. So if he sends Grimshaw next to you.
Nah, are you kidding me?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out of, like, does he search again to just.
Oh. He could just. If he's searching for a target.
Right, that's
he
what
does,
I'm saying.
He does not beat the stealth DC of Kezer Grimshaw or Elkwood.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got that stealth armor.
Well, yeah. It actually put ranks into stealth.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Wait a minute, as a paladin, you put ranks into stealth?
Yeah, I'm a paladin of a secret faction
a
in a city. Yeah.
I think he is...
I'm their worst-kept secret.
So while he's just swinging his club wildly to try to just hit something with these perception checks, that he's failing repeatedly, by the way. He just can't do it.
He's hitting the corpse of his dead friend.
Yeah. While he's doing this, he's screaming the name Jagaki.
Oh, no.
Jagaki! Jagaki!
Last roll. Is there a map on the perceptions?
No.
Okay. Oh, there's not. Okay. Last one was then a... I don't know if it matters, because it was on the last roll, but... last one was a 34?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah. He knows where you are. He just can't do anything about it.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure loses the blind condition.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's
He
flails her around because he was blinded. So now he knows where you are. He's like, wait a second. I knew where you were all along. All right. After his turn, Grimshaw.
Oh, gosh. I feel like Kezer is probably still looking pretty bad. And we need you guys to just keep pumping out damage, so... I think I'm going to spend 2 actions to feed you another potion.
Alright.
So
open your mouth.
Eat baby bear. Because it's just like shooting fireballs off. Open a potion down his mouth.
Yes. Hold on, let me speak.
I saw someone do this in organized sports. Let me help you.
So he just dumps the Gatorade bottle in your mouth.
I feel like
you,
this scene
the
right now. The exact scene. All the dead stone giants. This blind stone giant flailing. The
big bad guy fighting Benson, you dumping the potions down. That community scene where the guy walks into the apartment and everything's on fire, this is it for us.
Yeah, yeah. Very much.
Is that another 3d8 plus 10?
Yes, it is, and you will roll it.
Tim doesn't confident in his 3d8s anymore.
All right, roll it secretly.
Only 20 this time. You might have had a chance this time. That time, Tim.
We'll see. No, I would have gotten one better. So,
wow.
Yeah, not even worth.
Take that, Kelly. Okay.
So that's two actions.
It's two actions.
And then my last action, I am going to pronounce a prayer of battle upon the stone giant. Malani's got to get a kill steal, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm completely fine with it.
Malani, that last prayer of battle was a little weak. Let's try to step it up.
It was really weak sauce.
I was about to say weak sauce.
I cannot tell if that's a correct die or not.
Then just reroll.
No, I'm looking at the bottom of the dice and it is firmly planted. I just didn't like the result. Maybe. 24.
24, that's a fail, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep. Alright, so Milani is like, you need to rephrase that.
Maybe you ask nicer, maybe. Maybe.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Elkwood, it is your turn, top of round 10.
Oh boy. Okay, so he's just going to do the same thing again. He's going to take a two-action throw against this one up north, which isn't a crit, but that is a 34 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay, well, that it's a hit. It's a hit.
This thing's gotta be low.
Ooh, the box. Big guy. And it's working.
Boxcar's on the D8s, by the way.
Wait, what? Oh,
that's 30 points of damage from the Star Knife.
Woo!
I've never seen that. I've never seen a Star Knife do damage like this.
Yeah, really. Okay, he is barely up.
Knock him down. All right, knock him down, corner
that
pocket.
That was two actions, so he's going to just throw it normally.
Okay.
Which, that is a 30 to hit.
Miss. Unfortunately. Fuck.
Brutal. It's okay. You got him on the last leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it would be Kezu, could hit a dang firebolt.
I love how, like, three episodes ago, we were all dogging Tim, and now it's just moved to Kelly.
Okay.
Y'all love me when I kill five things in one round.
Yes.
I go two rounds with some little flubs.
The other giant, he is going to notice that Kezra swung out or hit him with the fire, so he's going to activate his shadowy chain again. Fuck. And try to hit you.
So is it like the chain's teleporting or stretching?
I feel like I've been so disrespectful in front of him. He's got to attack me.
Let me explain it like this. The shadow of the chain extends on its own.
Okay.
Out to Kezra. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but that's bad for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, some sort of like magical counter ability.
It's 31 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. So that is going to be 26 points of slashing damage.
Liberating step.
Love that liberating step. I'm going to move. Behind Grimshaw.
He sprints.
I don't think you can do that.
What? Why not?
You're not within...
Because it says the target and your ally have to be within 15 feet of you.
I hate to be the killer here, but...
Oh man, I mean, John rules lowering us is pretty awesome.
This is the one class I've been playing, okay?
Wow.
The only thing I know!
Man, and both are in your champion's aura. Wow.
Yep. For one, make me. So that was that. Make me the will save first.
Is my luck going to run out, and I have no hero point to save me?
Oh.
Uh, 27.
That is a fail.
Damn.
All of a sudden, Kezra is teleported directly next to this creature.
Now my shit works. Let's go.
Well, that's interesting.
Need you to make a fortitude save.
All right, come on. I can't fail both of them, right? 38 again.
Let's go. This thing doesn't know that we've been playing 40 chess and we were waiting for that shit to happen.
None of us have failed the fortitude save yet.
I know. I'm kind of terrified.
I said we're all beefcakes. I mean,
second attack is going to be a 37 hit you, Kezra.
It's exactly a crit.
Retributive strike.
Yay!
Because now...
Do I get my attack off on him before I die? Actually, do I get my attack off before I die?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what the damage is. Maybe I could save.
I'm going down 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
It depends what the trigger is. Is the trigger the enemy it makes an attack, or the enemy damages your opponent?
It's when they take damage.
Okay, then I just go down.
Then, yeah.
Okay, so... 74 points of damage.
I dying 3.
Okay.
Yep, that's what happened to me. So.
You already used your reaction there, Cal?
I did. I used it on Orc Superstition.
For the will save.
Okay. I'm being honest. All right.
So, just to be clear, I still get my attack off.
You still get your attack off. Hold on. So before that happens, roll the 42 save against this thing again.
Oh boy. Natural 19, motherfucker.
Oh my god. All right, John. You can get your attack here.
Tim, 20 plus 17. Oh, Jesus.
37.
Yeah, that. I said it out loud. I was like, wow, that was the easiest thing to add together. Is that a hit?
Sorry. Wait. What was the total?
37.
37. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so the listeners know, teleported.
Did you do concealment?
Yeah, I did concealment. It was a 15.
Okay.
Teleported behind this dude. So I am flanking with Benson, but I'm far away from Elk and Grimshaw, and we're in a narrow hallway. And I'm dying 3.
17 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. This is so bad.
Yeah, this is really bad.
Alright, that is the end of his turn. You saw as he did this, this shadowy chain was like wrapped around Kezra's throat and he like wrung it. Just whoosh, and Kezra drops. Benson, it is your turn.
I the only thing I can do is just swing. I can't. The healer's gloves are touch, right?
Yeah, range touch.
Not mention he has a reaction.
Yeah, right. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
And if he crits you on the reaction, you lose the action you're trying to do.
Alright, Screaming Benson is going to start swinging away at this thing.
Screaming Benson, that's banned.
Yeah.
Screaming Benson.
30.
30 is a miss.
Did you do your concealment first?
I guess I didn't. Okay. I'm so desperate right now for anything. That was an 18.
Come on.
18 on the die for 38.
38.
This would be 39 because you have plus 21 to hit.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, plus 21 to hit. Remember, your weapon doesn't have the extra plus one on it.
Oh.
I think I put it on there, actually, because I think when I was auditing stuff, I put it in there.
It should be 18 plus 21. So it should be 39.
39. All right. I mean, that's still just a hit.
Yeah, still regular hit.
Tim is not happy.
He's like, the armor was destroyed, so I wasn't sure.
You're right.
Is Lil Kezra flanking is the question.
that's a great question.
Cowering in my pants.
Okay, never mind then.
20 points of damage.
Alright.
Next hit, concealment. 6. Jesus Christ. I'm just passing these concealments.
Wow.
That's a miss with map. Final concealment. Natural 16 for the concealments, and roll for attack 7. That's a miss. I'm very frustrated right now.
All right.
You got a solid hit off, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
The annoying thing is Benson hasn't taken that much damage.
It is not your turn yet.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, after Benson, it comes to the Stone Giant. Stone Giant here. The only person he can see is Grimshaw. So he's going to strike out at you, Grimshaw.
All right.
So you're within reach. 39 to hit.
Yeah.
Yep. 25 points of bludgeoning.
20 points of bludgeoning as my mountain's resilience continues to chip away.
Okay. 30 to hit, which is a miss for you, right?
Correct.
Okay. And last attack, miss. And it is your turn, Grimshaw.
I wish I had some sort of one-action damage I could do against this creature. I don't, because I just used it and I failed, so now they're immune to it. Unfortunately.
Go and assist Benson.
I'm going to actually hightail it to Kezra. So I am going to move, knowing that I am most likely going to incur an attack of opportunity.
You will. So yep. As you begin to step up to this creature, it is going to swing out with the spike chain.
Oh boy.
Stay back, little Kyle. For you know what's good for you.
Ooh. Oh.
He knows.
He knows.
After 20.
So your movement's interrupted, and you take a shitload of damage.
Yeah, Jake's been hitting these reactive strikes pretty damn.
Okay, so I was right here. Let's back this up. So for the listeners, I move myself up to Kezra preemptively, so I'm backing up soon as I get hit, that's when I'm getting interrupted.
Yeah, okay. so you get hit about here, about 15 feet out from him. Yeah, so depending on what path you took.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my first move action.
So,
okay.
And it got cut short. Yeah.
Well, what type
and
of damage?
And now I took a crit, so that's why I stopped.
Oh, crit damage, yep.
Yep.
What type of damage?
Slash.
Retributive strike.
Oh,
my turn went off.
Oh yeah.
I have the reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, actually.
The placement here is perfect to get a retributive strike off. Oh, my God.
So, delayed wound.
Oh.
Normal damage.
Okay.
But the target takes the same amount of damage at the end of its next two turns.
I hate this.
Oh, that's the killer one.
You pulled this one before, but it was for us. I hate this one. Oh,
yeah, this
gosh.
Was done on one of the Chower Club Butchers, and it was one of those ones where I was like, oh, he's just dead.
Yeah.
All right, so normal damage.
Oh.
30.
Oh.
It's just going to be Benson and Elk at the end of the day.
Okay.
I know. And Elk's not doing the best either, so...
Oh, God.
Still up, at least?
Yeah. I'm up. But I have two actions left.
So you took your...
Hold up. My mountain's resilience. Again.
Oh, that'll take it down to 25. Okay.
Okay, so I get five hit points. So does that mean I'll take 25 at the end of each turn? Or will
it
take...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I would...
Unless your mountain resilience wears off, I guess.
No.
Doesn't your armor give you a little bit of buffer to that, too, or no?
It's slashing damage, so...
Wait, did slashing?
Yeah, it's slashing, yeah.
No, I do have resistance to slashing.
Yeah.
Three. Okay. So it's 22.
There you go. 22.
Dang.
That's better.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, you guys were the full plate for some reason.
Some reason.
Right, yeah. Right. Some reason.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we discuss what I rolled?
Oh, yes, John. What did you feel?
Let's go.
Wait, damage reduction. I didn't count your damage reduction.
Yes.
So another 13 off 22.
Okay.
Is 39. Is only 9? So I'm only taking 9?
Yes.
And then, John, please let us know.
I rolled two d20s. The first one I rolled.
It's concealment. Right?
Yes, I rolled a 9. Uh-huh. And the second roll was a natural 20.
God damn it, John.
Today Benson just, or John just woke up with just a raging 20.
He woke up and wanted 20s.
Incredible.
All right, so just remember after all this, Tim, you still have two actions.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You won't believe this.
What?
Is it the same thing?
Pain and simple. Triple damage.
Wow. Benson.
The turntables when you just keep rolling 20s.
Benson fans, come feed.
Because you're the only one who has hit him.
I am. I'm literally one of you wanting this guy.
He's the only one that's been hitting
soloing this dude.
Oh my god. Hey, Kesner did get a spell off. Don't forget about that.
Did you actually hit him?
I hit him once.
He did 44.
Okay. I actually forgot to give him some I missed some damage on him too, but whatever.
No.
That's triple damage?
Triple damage.
No, what's triple?
That crit was triple damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
So roll regular.
That was 63 points of damage. That was an 8 plus 7. 2d8 plus 6.
Oh, sheesh.
All right. So Ed, how much total? 63.
Yeah, 63. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Like Benson runs in like over 100 damage at this point. Or like just about 100.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I can't believe that.
That's incredible, dude.
Wow.
Grimshaw,
my next action, I'm going to move next to Kesra. Lay on hands. So, 36 HP. You have a +2 bonus to your AC. And that's my last focus point.
Okay. Alright.
Oh boy. I just had I triple check that acid to make sure things were still working because we can't lose this.
Okay.
Okay. And to clarify, the wound, the crit that I have against me, is just going to be 9 damage for the next 2 rounds because it was after everything minused out, and then we're counting that.
Well, I don't think the retributive strike damage reduction will happen.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll
still get the mountain's resilience and your slashing resistance.
Okay.
So,
okay. Anyway. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Top of round 11. Elk with Grim.
Oh boy. So Elk is he's seeing this. You said this guy's like holding on basically right now.
It is surprising he's alive.
Oh, wonderful. he's just going to take a single action and chuck the star knife. Like he's going to hold it to his chest real fast. And then hurl it like a softball player.
Like he's playing frisbee golf.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 38 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
Oh my god, dude, kill him.
I know. Please. I 2 and a 6, 17 points of damage.
He had 6 hit points left.
Oh my god!
So the star knife goes right to his neck, and just when it returns, it's just blood spurting. Like, it feels like a Kill Bill film, Tarantino film.
He goes to like grab it and it disappears and it just.
You're supposed to leave that in.
Leave it in. Let's go.
Oh my god. This fucking fight, man. Holy shit.
So now that was a single action. So he's going to turn, hunt prey on the big guy. Here.
Okay.
And so. I'm thinking about something because I know since I'm switching hunt prey right midway through combat, I don't know if like I get that effect again because I get only the hunter's edge damage the first time I hit my hunted prey. Mm. But since I'm switching targets,
interesting.
You haven't hit this guy yet, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That if I hit him. Then essentially, it should add the 2d8.
I would say so. Yeah,
that's why I'm thinking.
Seems the roll. So
yeah. So at this point, since he's far enough away, he's going to. He's out of reactive strike range, I would hope.
Yep.
that he's going to quick draw the longbow out.
Okay.
And go for it. It will be a map, but oh well. That is the 32 to hit.
That's a hit.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no concealment because you're hunted. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yep. It's 26 right. points damage.
Okay.
Fuck's
two
sake.
Electric, one fire, just in case.
Got it. All right.
That's it.
That's it. Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra. He sees this guy just looming over him. Grimshaw's there suddenly. And he reaches down into his robes. He pulls out the wand of dislocate. Or what is it called?
Displacement?
Yeah. Or,
and he dislocates his own arm.
Oh, God! No, God! Why do I have this wand? It's the worst spell. And, Kezra will teleport to the opposite end of the room.
Okay.
Yeah, not that
yeah, because he used
all.
His reactive
still,
stripe
still
already.
Prone. Yeah, it's not his turn again. Yet. It's his turn now.
Yep.
So yeah, he teleports, 70 feet away?
Yep.
Oh all right. Gosh.
And that was the end of your turn?
Yeah, I'm still on the ground, too.
Still on the ground, of course,
oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It comes to his turn. And he looks around at all of you, and he's like,
God, dude, fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, and fuck you, Caster. Fuck Chigaki, and fuck the Scarlet Triad. I quit.
And he fucking walks out.
What?
What?
No. That's not
I'll see
how
you
this
next time. I'll see you guys next time. What?
No. Jake, we are killing him. I don't think you understand. You try to make these enemies walk away, but we walk away.